This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The third civilian killing by police in San Francisco since December has become a full-fledged political crisis in the city. Greg Suhr, the police chief of San Francisco, resigned yesterday. Here's Mayor Ed Lee.
The progress that we've made has been meaningful, but it hasn't been fast enough, not for me and not for Greg. And that's why I have asked Chief Suhr for his resignation.
Officers shot a 27-year-old woman in a car. She'd driven away from police and crashed the car when the officers opened fire. Last year, an investigation found that 14 officers exchanged racist and otherwise bigoted text messages and kept their jobs. In April, another batch of racist texts surfaced. Unfortunately, the list goes on. Dan Brecke is a reporter and editor for KQED in San Francisco.
There's a lot going on here. In addition to this series of police killings, we've been dealing with sort of a crisis in our long-term homelessness issue. People here are in something of a panic about what's happening with housing here. And I don't think anybody believes that the chief's departure is going to instantly set things on a different path.
Would you say the mayor was looking for a reason to take this step, and that the most recent death provided that? Or had this really reached a point where he felt he could no longer support his chief?
You know, I think it's more the latter. The mayor, after this happened yesterday, said that he had internalized the shock of each of these shootings that have occurred over the past 6 months. And I think he genuinely hoped that Chief Suhr could turn things around. But there was enough clamor building. In the past month, we've had a hunger strike, anti-police violence hunger strikers out in front of Mission District Station. They went to the hospital after about 10 days. Members of the Board of Supervisors, City Council in effect, four of the 11 members had publicly come out and said it's time for the chief to go. Of course, yesterday was a watershed moment. Everybody in the city had a reaction of, oh, not again. And I imagine it was pretty much the same for the mayor.
In San Francisco, there is some of the history that we've seen around the country, but not the same. I'm wondering if this is a political issue, or is this a deep trust issue in the same way that Chicago has a huge task before it to try to get the people of the city to trust the police? But what do you think?
Well, I think there's a deep trust issue with communities of color here in the city, but I wouldn't discount the history. Every generation in the police department has been marked by some scandal or other, beatings, shootings, the chief himself doing something maybe he shouldn't have done. And what's happened nationwide the last couple of years has made sure that it's no longer in the background. At the same time, there's been real shock when there's a young man, a 26-year-old man named Mario Woods, who was shot in December. And there were bystanders who shot video. And I think there's a profound disquietude to see a group of officers shoot this man 20 times. He did have a knife. He was refusing orders to put it down. And yet, he's very clearly not a threat. And this is one of the things that I think was in Mayor Lee's mind, and I think it's in the minds of many.
Do you think the acting chief, who is African-American, can turn things around, can begin the reforms that even Chief Suhr was talking about?
Well, he'll have the trust of the political establishment. In the police department, it's not so clear. He did come up through the department, and he's a well-established figure. But this is not something that's going to change overnight.
Dan Brecke is a reporter and editor for KQED in San Francisco. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.